How many have ever prayed the prayer, Lord, speak to me? Lord, I need you to speak to me. Okay. Well, I don't think I've always listened to the Lord when he has been speaking to me. And that's unfortunate because, as you know, when the Lord's speaking to us, it's always something that we need to hear. And often something, an instruction that we need to obey. And so often we are saying, Lord, I need you to speak to me. But sometimes, you know, the Lord has been speaking to us, but we're not listening. And I want to talk about that today, that we need to be listeners. And if you want God to speak to you more often, then start listening more often. There's times when we've all missed it. Would you agree with that? We know God was speaking to us, but maybe we were being stubborn, or we weren't just paying attention close enough. And then later on we say, you know, that was the Lord speaking to me and I wasn't paying attention. How many have ever had that experience? We're living in a time of decision. You need to make a decision today. We all do. And we hear this and we say this, but it's, who are we going to serve? If we're going to be followers of Jesus, then we have to deny ourselves first and foremost. If we can't do that, then we can't be a disciple of the Lord. If we're not willing to deny ourselves, then we cannot be a disciple. That's what Jesus said. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Title of the message is, it's decision time. One of the interesting things, and I've fallen into this category as well, but how some people can sit under anointed teaching for many years and yet remain unchanged, while others grow in leaps and bounds. And some others seem to grow for a season, but then they drop out of the race. And I believe the reason for that is really the condition of the heart. It's all about the condition of the soil, if you will, of the heart. And the heart is the most important part of us, and because it determines the course of our life. If you have a good heart, then you have a good life. Someone say amen. Proverbs 4 and verse 23 says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So in this fourth chapter of Proverbs, Solomon is pleading with his son to pay close attention to his words of instruction. In chapter 4, verse 21, he says, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. In other words, he's saying you need to treasure, okay, my counsel, the words that I'm speaking to you. You need to hide them, amen, in your heart. Treasure them in your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Interesting. Life to all who find them, and health to all their flesh. Because God's words are words of wisdom, and the words of wisdom are life-giving. We want and need to hear the voice of God. So when he's speaking to us, we need to treasure his word. We need to embrace his word. We need to internalize that word. We need to grab a hold of it, if you will. Amen? And hold on. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. And so once again in verse 23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. So the Lord's word, the Lord's instruction is not only good for our spirit, but it's good also for our health. Health to the body. Why? Because the word of God delivers us from many of the sins and the stresses that cause so much illness. People who refuse to listen to the word of the Lord often will find themselves in sickness and in illness. It's not always the result of that, but it can be. But I know for certain that living a life of sin is hard on you, right? It's actually physically hard on you as well. And so Solomon is pouring his heart out to his son here because he wanted his son to be wise and avoid many of the pitfalls that others had fallen into, the traps that they'd fallen into, and the worldliness. And the world is constantly screaming for our attention, wanting us to seduce us away from the Lord and His ways. But the instruction of the Lord is good for all things, and man, godliness, right? Is good for all things. Now, remember when the Lord was looking out over Jerusalem, He was grieving. He was lamenting the fact that they had rejected Him. And in Matthew 23 and verse 37, He said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I had wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left unto you desolate." What was happening? They were forsaking the opportunity they had been given for the Lord's protection, for His provision, for His care, for His blessings, because they had refused Him. He was the source of all life and all blessings. And you have two types of people in the church today. Primarily, one group is growing in grace and the knowledge of the Lord. Their lives are being changed from glory to glory. And then there's another group that's accumulating knowledge without any change. So they may attend church, they may sing the song, study the Bible, quote the scriptures, and yet there never seems to be any real change. And I've been puzzled over that. Why is that? Well, again, it has to do with the condition of the heart. The heart has to be changed. If the soil of my heart is indifferent to the truth, I cannot expect to receive truth. If I'm not open, if I don't treasure it, if I'm not receptive, amen, then I'm not going to get it. And so if God is dealing with our hearts and we refuse to listen, then you're actually hardening your heart towards the Lord. And how many know that's very dangerous? It is dangerous to not listen to the Lord, to harden your heart to the instruction of the Lord. And so God calls even the church to repentance from any indifference we may have toward the Lord's word and submit ourselves to Him. You see, sometimes we approach the word as, you know, something that we're just going to pick and choose from. As, well, I like this, but I don't like that. So I'm going to receive that, but I'm going to avoid that. And how many know that if you don't get a good diet, you can get sick? You need the full counsel. Amen. We need the full counsel of God. We need the truth. So listen, repentance does not open a door for us to get to God. Repentance opens the door for God to get to us. He wants to come in, but we have to have a receptive heart. We're the doorkeeper, and He is the truth. To reject His word is to reject Him, who is the truth. So repentance prepares the heart to receive the life of God. We're talking about revival. We're talking about an awakening. I want to see full-blown revival restored, amen, here and to the nation. And I know you do too. But we cannot be indifferent to the counsel of the Lord, the instruction of the Lord. We have got to have, amen, a heart that is open and receptive and willing to yield to the Spirit of God. If you reject the counsel of the Lord, you're rejecting Him. and you're hardening your heart. And a hardened heart cannot receive the revelation of the Lord. So if a person refuses to obey the instruction of the Lord, then there's no hope of salvation. There's no hope of healing or deliverance for them. In Romans 10 and 21, as Israel says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Listen, I believe miracles are important. I believe in miracles. But miracles do not necessarily produce a changed heart. Miracles bear witness that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is raised from the dead. Amen. Many people witnessed the miracles in Jesus' time, but remained unchanged in their hearts. And the same is true today. Some people are just thrill seekers. They go around looking for the greatest and the latest. But God is looking at the heart. God wants to deal with the heart. If the heart is good, the life is good. Amen. If the heart changes, so does the life. Jesus said the mysteries of the kingdom of God would not be understood by everybody. Because the disciples were willing to trust him, they were willing to obey him. They would be given the ability to understand the Lord's teachings. Why is it I can't understand these things? Well, maybe the heart has to be changed. Maybe. James 1 and 22 but says, be doers of the word, what? And not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So when a person hears and understands the word of God even, and doesn't obey it, then they are setting themselves up for deception. Why? Because when a person hardens their heart against God, they're refusing the grace of God that would enable them to know the truth and be saved. Many people saw and heard Jesus, but they didn't understand the deeper meanings of his teachings. Because their hearts were hardened, they did not benefit from the word which they had heard. He said, you're seeing, but you're not seeing. You're hearing, but you're not hearing. And there's nothing new. I mean, it's happening today as well. Even people that sit under teaching week after week, many of them remain unchanged. Because if our hearts are not right with God, and if we're not receptive to receive what God's counsel, then we're basically hardening ourselves against his truth. So the Lord explained the parables to his true followers. In Mark 4:11, he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables. Because they had already accepted his teaching, they would be given more. God speak to me, we say. Well, can he? Are we listening when he does? Are we willing to receive every instruction that he gives us? Or do we pick and choose our obedience? Matthew 13:12, and whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. Who are those who have? Those who receive. Those who are willing to yield to the Spirit of God to obey the voice of the Lord. But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. Again, because the disciples trusted the Lord's word, they would be given a greater capacity for more. Luke 8 and verse 18, therefore, take heed how you hear. Be careful how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. In other words, if we're not going to be faithful over the Lord's investment, the day will come when the Lord will give it to someone else. Again, there are two groups of hearers. One group is growing in grace, in the knowledge of the Lord. Their lives are being changed. Another group is simply accumulating knowledge without change. So the question is what group are you in? And if you're indifferent to the word of God, then you cannot expect to be changed. We must repent of any indifference we have towards the Lord. I'm going to say this, but hear me. Sometimes we can make a quick judgment on something we hear without me finishing it. Obedience to the truth is optional. But the consequences of refusing the truth are disastrous. God loves us. He wants us to trust Him. In order for the heart to be changed, there has to be repentance. And what is repentance? Well, you know what it is. It means I'm changed my mind. I'm changing direction. I'm coming into agreement with the counsel of God. Again, repentance does not open a door for us to get to God, but it opens the door for God to get to us. Repentance prepares the heart to receive the life of God. Because people refuse change, it keeps them isolated from the power and life being offered to them in Christ. Some people harden their hearts simply by turning back to their old life. In other words, they don't want to continue. They began, but they decided that they didn't want to continue. Because they had no root in their life, because they weren't fully receptive to receive the truth, therefore, they were not able to stand in the time of temptation. And so they go back. Some people harden their hearts simply by refusing again to agree with God's word. And some harden their hearts by presuming upon the mercy of God. That means that somehow God just winks at sin, that it's not that big of a deal. How many know that God is holy? And all sin, amen, He hates. And we should hate sin as well. And we should not tolerate it in our lives. If you're in Christ, He has set you free from the power of sin. So there's no excuse except that we would choose to rebel against the known will of God, and that's dangerous. Don't harden your hearts. I want a sensitive heart. I want a contrite heart. Amen. I want to be sensitive to the Lord. I want to hear His voice. I want the Lord to speak to me. His words are life to me. If I can't hear His voice, I'm lost. Jesus said, "My sheep." Who are the sheep? The ones that follow Him, the ones that receive Him. They follow me. Amen. I know them. I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. We don't want to presume upon the mercy of God. Some people say, well, I'm going to sin. I'm going to do my thing. And then I'll just come to God later and ask Him to forgive me. Well, the consequences are disastrous with that type of thinking. God loves us, and so He tells us the truth. He speaks always truthfully to us. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He wants us to understand that this is the way of life. Walk in it. I've set before you life and death. Choose life, therefore, that you might live. Choose my word. Choose my counsel. I created you, and I know what is good for you. I want you to trust me. Hold on to my words. Treasure them in your heart. His words are life. Giving. The way of the transgressor is hard. His words are life even to and health to our flesh. A godly life is even good for you physically. Somebody say amen. Hebrews 3:7, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Verse 12, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. There is an urgency today to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit never prompts us to get right with God tomorrow. Amen? The Holy Spirit calls us to act what? Today. Today is a day of salvation. There are many people who thought in their hearts tomorrow. And guess what? Tomorrow never came for them. They didn't live another day. And it was too late for them. Today, there is still time to get right with God. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. You know, if we try to hold on to what God says let go of, that same sin will eventually get you. God loves us. He gives us His instruction. He knows what's best for the product. Amen? He's the manufacturer. So the Lord simply calls us to fellowship with Him, to trust Him, that He knows what's best for our lives, and His Word is always perfect and always holy and always good for us. And He said in Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together. Amen, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. He said, I'll bless you. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. How many know you have an adversary that's wanting to take you out? How many know it's not wise to disregard the counsel of the Lord? To ignore the word of the Lord and do despite unto the Spirit of grace. For the mouth of the Lord is spoken. Repentance, again, is what's needed before we can enter into revival. And it begins with me. It begins with you as individuals. Taking an assessment before the Lord, before the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, and say, Lord, search me and try me. See if there's any wicked way in me. Amen. Lead me in the way everlasting. I want you, Lord, to show me how are things really between us. I don't want any hindrances. I don't want anything interfering, amen, with the move of your Spirit in my life and through my life. And Lord, if I'm grieving you in any way, I said the other day, I just pray, Lord, I don't want to grieve you. I don't want to deny you. I don't want to upset you. I don't want to disappoint you. Lord, I want to be truthful. I want to be a man after your own heart. Make me a man after your own heart. I don't want anything interfering in our relationship. God wants every one of His children to understand that His way is so much superior to our own. His way is superior to our own way. And so we have to trust Him enough to acknowledge Him in all of our ways and even ask for His counsel, ask for His wisdom, ask for His help. Lord, how, I'm getting ready to make a decision. What do I do? Lord, I'm getting in my car to drive. I'll pray. Amen. I'm getting up to go to work. I'll pray. Amen. I'm going to do my day. Amen. I'm going into the store. I'm going to pray. I'm going to acknowledge the Lord in all my ways, and He will direct my path. He wants us to involve Him in everything we're doing because He cares for us. But He has given us the choice to make because He's given us a free will. And we can choose not to involve the Lord in our situation. But don't blame God when things go wrong because you didn't listen to His counsel. Been there, done that. I don't want to do that. I repent of that. I want to wait on the Lord. I want to listen. Don't move until He tells you to, if you know what I'm saying. Some well-meaning people will come and speak into your life and says, "Thus saith the Lord." And it may not be a word of the Lord. How many know you need to really seek God's counsel? You need to know His voice personally. Amen. So when He's speaking to you, you'll know that's the Lord. Not just because it's something you wanted to hear, but something you needed to hear. Well, I want to hang out with those people because they always say nice things about me. How many know Jesus wasn't always nice? He spoke the truth in love. He loved people enough to tell them the truth, even when it would cost Him, because He knew that people needed to know what was real. He had to snap them out of their delusional thinking that somehow I'm a pretty good person, I'm pretty righteous. How many know there's a lot of self-righteousness? And if we're not careful, we start to compare ourselves to other people, you know. Well, we need to say, "Lord, what about me? What about me? How is it in my life? How is it between us?" When John the Baptist preached, many people responded and they acknowledged their need of God's mercy and forgiveness. And the ones that received his message of repentance were the ones that could hear the voice of God. People who receive the counsel of God are the ones who can still hear the voice of God. And let me counsel you today, if you can still hear the voice of God, don't harden your hearts. Because if you refuse the counsel of the Lord, you can lose. It can cost you dearly. And even what you receive, he said, can be given to someone who is receptive. I want more. I want more of him in my life, if you will. When we receive Christ, we receive the fullness of who he is. But we need to yield to him and allow him to have all of us. That's called trust. When I'm willing to make myself vulnerable before God and know that God sees it anyways. Lord, you know me better than I know me. Amen. And I want to have a heart that is pure. For the pure heart will see God. And so we need to receive the counsel. When he's speaking to us, we need to be receptive. If we reject the counsel of God, then we're rejecting him, who is the author of that word. Those who obey the word of the Lord and open the way in their hearts, the light came in. And that's how it is today. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, what? Hear my voice." If you first, what? Hear his voice and open the door. What does that mean? I'm receiving him. People say, "Well, I received the Lord." Have you received the Lord? Have you received his word? Have you received his counsel? If you have, then you've received the Lord. But if you say you received Jesus but reject his word, you haven't received him. It's time to repent. If there's something going on, if God has been dealing with your heart about something, today, not tomorrow. The Holy Spirit says today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. I'd like to ask everyone just to bow your heads. I don't know your heart. God knows your heart. But if God has been speaking to you today, if the Holy Spirit's been speaking to you today, he's knocking at the door today, then open the door. Open the door of your heart and welcome him. Receive him. Receive his counsel. If the Lord has been dealing with you about a sin in your life, a compromise in your life, then today is the day to settle it, to confess it, and to renounce it. Do it right now, right where we're at. Confess it before the Lord Jesus and renounce it in Jesus' name. And receive His forgiveness today. Receive His cleansing today. If you have aught in your heart towards a brother or a sister, unforgiveness, then today you need to deal with that. That is what we're called to do, is to forgive. You need to let that person go from your heart. It doesn't mean that they deserve it, but you do what God tells you to do, and He'll give you the grace to let that person go, and then you will go free. You will no longer carry that. I want you to speak to that person right now. You see them. Speak to that person right now and say, I forgive you. I release you. You're free to go. I'm no longer holding it against you. I forgive you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for your blood that avails for me. Thank you, Lord, that you are my righteousness today. Hallelujah. See, I don't have to name all the sins. Holy Spirit speaking, He'll tell you. It may be just the sin of apathy, complacency, whatever. I pray, Lord, that you stir up every heart. I pray, Lord, that you'll fan the flame in every heart. Lord, I pray that you breathe upon us right now. Breathe upon the dry bones. Lord, I pray for resurrection life. Right now, O breath of God, breathe upon, Lord, your people, your church today. Lord, raise us up, Lord, to new heights. Raise us up in your power, Lord God, the power of your resurrection. Lord, we thank you for your blood. We thank you that our sins are forgiven because of your name. Hallelujah. And today, Lord, we will receive what you have for us. We receive your counsel. We receive your word. Lord, speak to us. We want to hear from you, Lord. Because your words are life. They're spirit and life. God, deliver us from the evil one. I pray that you break every chain of the enemy. I pray that you'd cancel all assignments against the people of God. We cancel all assignments against this house in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every heart and mind here. Satan, we reject you. In Jesus' name. We renounce you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Fear. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, we embrace you today. We open our hearts, our lives to you, Lord. Would you lift your hands right now? Just open your heart wide and say, Lord, flood me with your holiness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And just give Him praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I receive you, Jesus. Lord, I want to hear your voice. Lord, I want to be led of your Spirit. Lord, I want to bear fruit unto eternal life. Lord, I want to glorify you in this world. Lord, I want to be the person you've called me to be. Lord, I want to reach my destiny with joy. Lord, I want to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Lord, I don't want to hear you say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. So God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for eternal life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's praise him. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Let heaven come. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord surround us. Yes, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hayatoramakisha. Blessed be the holy name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive you. I welcome you in my life, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for each one. Thank you for what you're doing. Lord, my prayer is that we will be holy and that we'll be united. We'll be together in one accord. For Lord, that's where you command your blessing. Father, I pray that as a congregation, we will have a heart that pursues you. And God, that you would bring that awakening. A great awakening to America. Lord, revive us again. Fill our hearts with your love. May our souls be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We give you the glory, that you will be glorified, Lord, in your saints. Hallelujah. For every good and perfect gift comes down from you. That you would release your glory, your Spirit. Manifestations of healings and deliverance, signs and wonders and miracles. For you are a God of miracles, and we believe. But most importantly, Lord, that our hearts will be right with you. That we will have receptive hearts, good hearts. Change our hearts, Lord. Make us true. Hallelujah. As David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Sing it again. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. And cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me. Restore unto the joy of thy salvation. The joy of thy salvation. And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart.
and renew a right spirit within me.
Create in me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
And renew a right spirit within me.
And cast me not away from your presence, O Lord.
And cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And renew a right spirit within me. And renew a right spirit within me.
Let's worship him.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.